Editor. As the second day of the strike draws to a close, my thoughts are with my fellow PSAC union members across Canada. I am writing to further amplify our collective voice. I am fortunate in the fact that I really, really enjoy my job, and it is hard for me to detach from my duties and my team. I am part of the PA, the largest bargaining group, and my duties with Public Service and Procurement Canada involve the very early stages of major purchases of goods and services for the Pacific region. It's an interesting and varied service, and I take pride in my work. PSAC members have been left with no choice but to strike. We must withhold our services to drive the point home. PSAC members need fair wages. With food, gas and everything else rising rapidly in cost, we are just as quickly gathering debt. The current offer from our employer of approximately 2.06% is a huge wage cut for more than 155,000 workers. Some PSAC members are on a lower end of the pay scale, earning wages that don't even meet the threshold to be considered a living wage. Families who work for low wages often face impossible choices: buy food or heat the house, feed the children or pay the rent. The government is fully aware that the rising cost of living and inflation is impacting all of us. PSAC's wage proposal is just over double our employer's offer and would provide an increase of $100 a paycheck, a reasonable demand. The gap at the bargaining table needs to be brought together. I am hopeful for a quick resolution but am prepared to stand with my union until a beneficial agreement is reached. In solidarity, Vanessa Raduns.